Mad City is the new movie from Costa Gavras, best known for his political films Z and Missing. Now he's taken on the media. Mad City stars Dustin Hoffman and John Travolta. Our film critic John Powers has a review.
Costa Gavras came to fame in the late 1960s, back when audiences still enjoyed movies about politics. His thriller Z won an Oscar in 1970 and launched him into a series of political potboilers. But while the public quickly lost interest in this kind of filmmaking, Costa Gavras did not, and his work became increasingly ham-fisted, reaching a peak of idiocy in the 1988 film Betrayed, a shrill and hysterical picture about neo-Nazi fanatics in Iowa who set black people loose in cornfields and hunt them down. Despite the failure of such films, the director has never abandoned his desire to make big statements, and now he's back with Mad City, which presents itself as a biting commentary on America's lunatic media. Dustin Hoffman plays Max Brackett, a one-time network correspondent who's been demoted to a station in the sticks. Max's dreams come true when a routine report about layoffs at a museum suddenly turns into a hostage crisis. A fired security guard named Sam Bailey, he's played by John Travolta, comes to the museum to ask his boss for his old job back. Things go wrong, and soon Bailey is made hostages of the people in the museum, his ex-boss, a bunch of school kids, and of course Brackett, who begins milking the story for all it's worth. Soon the whole thing has been turned into a national sensation, with reporters scuttling outside the museum like roaches, network anchormen flying in to hog the limelight, and Brackett conniving at self-aggrandizement, as when he explains to the dim but decent Bailey how they can woo public opinion.
Look, I don't think you're crazy. I know you're not a terrorist. I know you're just an ordinary guy who's popped his top. But you must connect with those people out there. You don't think they know what it's like to lose their job? Or they don't know somebody who's lost their job? They'll understand you if you give them a chance. See, the one thing that you might want to do before you give yourself up is let those people know what you're about. If I put a camera on you right now, and I interview you, and you tell those people what's going on in your head, I think that they'll want to know. Don't you?
No. No.
That's your jury pool out there.
All right.
Although Costa Gavras tends to hammer his points home like an over-caffeinated carpenter, he never quite decides exactly how serious he's being here. Mad City winds up in an unsatisfying limbo, neither ruthless enough for satire, nor compassionate enough for pathos. Hoffman gives an amusingly breezy performance, but there's something so flimsy about Brackett, who's a cynical journalist who secretly has a heart, that this part has no depths for the actor to plumb. Travolta fares even worse, for the character of Sam Bailey has no center, and changes from moment to moment depending on the plot's needs. At some points, he's a lovable cut-up, at others, a dangerously enraged guy, and at still others, an American everyman. Although Travolta works hard, he winds up being far less vivid than such cartoonish figures as Alan Alda's slithery, sanctimonious network anchor, who lets the polls decide how he'll portray Sam Bailey. For all the movie's attempts to be trenchant, it doesn't contain a single idea that wasn't more sharply treated in the front page 70 years ago. And film buffs will spot this new movie's transparent roots in Billy Wilder's Ace in the Hole, where Kirk Douglas plays a reporter who manipulates the story of a man buried in a rockfall. Put bluntly, what Mad City has to say about the media is a clear case of dog bites man. And frankly, this dog's teeth aren't very sharp. Philip Roth once wrote that contemporary American writers face a crushing problem. Daily reality has gone so berserk that it outstrips an author's ability to dream things up. This is certainly true here, where the portrait of the media pales next to the Bruegel-esque excess surrounding the O.J. Simpson trial or the death of Princess Di. Costa Gavras has long had the bad habit of playing to the prejudices of his audience, and Mad City merely reinforces today's defeatist contempt for the mass media. If he'd wanted to make a genuinely daring and genuinely political film, he would have been better off telling the story of honorable reporters in Algiers, Phnom Penh, or Tijuana, people who risk their lives to tell the truth. At this point in our history, it wouldn't hurt America to be reminded that even a mad city needs a free press.
John Powers is film critic for Vogue.